I'm talking today with Kevin Mayhew of Maywell Farms. We're near Fitzroy Harbor and not far out of Arne Prior. As far as a center where you do your urban shopping, you've got a number of choices just within arm's reach. So which community outside of Fitzroy Harbor would you say you're most connected to?
For sure, Arne Prior. We do pretty well all of our shopping in Arne Prior. We get a vehicle serviced around Arne Prior or Fitzroy Harbor. It's actually easier to go into Arne Prior from Fitzroy than it is to drive out past Carp and go to the Stittsville area.
It's good that we're doing this feature on, it's called Seeds of Success, and there's just various different aspects of farming. And although I want to talk to you about cash cropping, you say you're a seven discipline farmer on the land here and not exclusively growing crops for sale.
We grow a lot of hay. We got 35 acres of hay that we sell. We do 7 acres of hay just for our alpacas, and the rest of the hay we sell to a farmer that lives close by. Bought 5 alpacas this summer. They're all males, and we're just going to start selling soon socks, hats, and mitts that are made from alpaca fiber. It's been a learning experience so far this year just with the alpacas.
And what else comprises the farm?
We pasture beef. We rent land to a guy for raise his beef for him, and we sell a lot of eggs. So we've got about 30 laying hens that we sell eggs to people in Fitzroy Harbor or where I work or where my wife works.
So if you had to break it into a discipline, which is the favorite of all of those you mentioned?
Cutting and baling hay is certainly a great way to spend an afternoon. And feeding the alpacas. Feeding the alpacas is always fun because they always make a lot of noises when you feed them. But cutting hay and baling, that's certainly something my son and I enjoy doing. Just out by yourself in the field for hours and nobody bugs you. Certainly you're doing it in the sunshine, so it's nice that way.
As they say, make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, for sure.
Has the farm been in the family for a long time?
This was my wife's family's farm. They bought it around 1970. My father-in-law farmed the hay and his own cows, and then we just took over about 4 years ago.
What are some of the challenges that today's farming generation faces?
Certainly costs are a big factor. Everything's going up in price. Fuel prices, of course, are going up. And then just the weather itself. August wasn't a very good month for cutting hay because we had a lot of rain. Other than that, if you didn't enjoy doing it, you'd have to stop.
The old Farmer's Almanac used to be a good predictor of weather, but now we're having these frequent 100-year events every 2 or 3 years.
For us, in the last 3 years for doing hay, it hasn't really bothered us. It hasn't really affected us too much. In fact, our yields for hay have gone up in the last 3 years. Our amounts of hay coming off each field, which we never had before. We've got a lot of clay soil here. Each field, of course, is different, so we're trying to mix or plant the grasses that would grow well for the different soil types.
Is farming a lifestyle that you'd highly recommend?
It's a good question. Once again, there's different things that happen that are going to frustrate you, but you really have to enjoy doing it. You're out here, you get to make a lot of decisions yourself, which is nice. And if you don't know the answers to some of the problems, then it's easy to just ask another farmer. I think, too, I've been running the last 3 years at some beehives. I think they've helped our hay a lot, too. They're out there pollinating, and we get some honey in the fall for free from them. And if you like honey, then it's always something nice to have, and you know it's from your own farm.
And I guess this is the point where I say, well, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me today.
My pleasure. It's my pleasure. I hope you enjoy this area.